when you compare it to the credit union, who offers lending at between 6 and 9%. So what we're planning to do is to do what other European countries have done, 21 of them, which is introduce a cap on high outrageous interest rates, and we're going to reduce it to 36%. Today we will have Social Foundation Ireland before us, who are experts in this field, and we will also have the authors from UCC Cork of a major study and report that was done into money lending. Both of those are very strongly supportive of this legislation, and later on during the course of the month we will hear from others, and we've had submissions from others as well, such as St Vincent de Paul, we know that are supportive of this, MABS and other agencies. So this is about trying to stop the type of huge penalising of people who are financially pressured in terms of going to money lenders and being charged exorbitant interest rates.
I'm sure from your point of view this legislation is quite timely. I can only imagine that there are a substantial amount of people opting to seek money lenders and that sort of thing, especially against the backdrop of the current crisis.
Absolutely, and you know, I introduced this legislation, it's now over 2 years ago, it was back in just December of 2018. It's taken its while to get to this stage. It's already passed a major milestone, which is second stage, when it's debated in the Dáil, and there was no opposition to the legislation at that stage. So today now we're starting to scrutinise it in further detail, and my ambition here is to make sure that we actually over a period of years reduce these interest rates to a more sensible level. You know, at the minute your credit union is barred from charging anything more than 12% interest rate. That's laid down in law, but yet these type of money lenders can charge 187%, and in my view and in the words of one of the witnesses, that is immoral and unjust, and it is up to us to legislators to protect people.